You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this favored Thursday. We are here to praise, our custom to do this in all humility as ministers of God, holding on to God's strength and not to ours. So humbly, on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, coming before the Lord in prayer that he would help us. Bethel Encounter is for discerning ministers, ministers who are sold out to Jesus, seeking that his will be fulfilled in their lives and ministries, and not their personal will or their selfish ambitions. But that's why every time at Bethel Encounter, we pray that the will of the Lord would be done in our lives. And as you see that the things we learn at Bethel Encounter is to equip us in our various ministries, is not tailored towards just getting things, as I said, for selfish needs or ambitions, no, but holistically coming before the Lord, submitting our lives in prayer that every aspect of our lives would experience transformation. And as we seek first the kingdom of heaven, we know that according to what Jesus said, all other things shall be added unto us. Psalm 19 verse 14, O Lord, my strength, is the theme for the month. And it reads that, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on favor through God-approved speech. Favor through God-approved speech. We have learned from Sunday Dominion meeting, Monday, blessed Monday, anointed Tuesday, we learned from all these meetings that our words and our thoughts must align with God's intent or his word for our lives, or what he has promised concerning our lives. Our words should align with that. So in reflecting on our focus scripture for today, which is Psalm 28 verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7 makes us understand that one sign of favor is when God helps our words to be acceptable and impactful. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Our words are weighty. Our words are impactful. Our words bring change. Our words are with authority. As in Jesus' day, they said that, who is this man who speaks with authority? Our words are with authority and power when they are from the Lord. Not just what we speak, but what the Lord says through us. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. And I am helped. There are many people who have shared testimonies that even when they wanted to travel at the embassy, they didn't know what to say. They had just prayed that, Lord, give me utterance. And they don't know what happened. They never expected that what they said would matter. But some way, somehow, it mattered. There are people who have written exams. It's not that they were not intelligent or they didn't learn. Let me put it that way. It's not that they didn't learn. I said, Pastor, when we all got there, in fact, I didn't even know what to write all of a sudden, but I just prayed. And to me, what I wrote, I'm sure I deviated, but some way, somehow, they had the grade. When God is involved, words become commands. Words become instructions. Stop fighting for your words to be heard. Get the Lord involved in the name of Jesus. In making these, what we're studying, operational or applying it, we know that He makes our speech a channel of grace in homes, marketplaces, and ministries. Whether you are preaching, whether you are admonishing, whether you are giving counsel to a child, whether you are informing your parent of something, whether you are telling your pastor something, whether you are giving a report to your boss or you are moving into a board meeting, understand, words are powerful. And the words that are going to proceed from your mouth, they must be favored. They must be favored. They must be favored. That is why point one, in actioning or implementing what we are learning, you pray for favor on your words in key conversations. Whether, as I said, it's with a board meeting, work, whether it's with family, you are going for a family meeting, whether it is ministry work, whether you are teaching or you are preaching. In every key engagement, make sure that you pray for favor. Like Esther said, her uncle, that pray. Esther said to Mordecai, he said, pray. I'll also pray. So when I go and see the king, there would be favor at work. Favor must rest upon the words that you speak. You say, I've told my pastor this thing. It's falling on deaf ears. It's not hearing all that I'm saying concerning the instruments that we need. I've been requesting this thing from my husband. Look at what people's husbands are doing for them. But this, my husband, it's not that he doesn't have the means. So I've spoken and I've spoken and I've spoken. My sister, please pray that the favor of the Lord will rest upon your words and you don't have to speak twice. It is not manipulation, but you see, when you pray that God, according to your will, and that must proceed, of course, according to your will, if you will this for me, when I speak, let your favor go ahead of me. And it will amaze you that you won't have to talk twice. Because when God's favor is involved, as I said, you can put it on your status. When God's favor is involved, words become commands. They become instructions to whom you are speaking to. Number two, refuse to join in ungodly talk, even if it seems normal around you. The words that you speak, they are life. They are spirit and they are life. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and are life. And we know also, scripture says that your words, there's power of life and death in the tongue. So what you speak, it has the power of life and death. You ought to be careful. And for that reason, you cannot engage in ungodly talk. Even when the environment, it seems normal in the environment, do not engage. Rather, bring correction. Rather, draw the attention of your colleague that, hey, you are a believer. Don't talk like that. Or believers, we are not allowed to talk like that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 1 verse 1. You are not permitted to speak anyhow. And the last point, you must intentionally speak peace and blessing over your environment. If you come from a home where Every day there is fight, there is argument, there is some form of contention. Say to yourself, as long as I am in this home, peace will reign in this house. You must speak peace. Whenever you find there to be trouble, speak peace over it, like Jesus declared over the storm, that peace be still. Don't allow your sibling to talk to your parents anyhow. Put that person to correction. Say, no, we must speak peace in this house. We must declare peace in this house. From today, from now onwards, this marriage will have peace. No talking back at each other in the mighty name of Jesus. I am not going to speak anyhow to my pastor, to my boss, to my colleague, to my little brother, my little sister. No. I will speak peace everywhere I go. If a driver in a taxi gets me upset, I will speak peace back to that person in the mighty name of Jesus. We see in Ephesians 6:24, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24. We are praying our very first prayer from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Hey. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The Lord have mercy. The Lord have mercy. We shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of our mouth. So we are praying, Father in heaven, let the fruit of my mouth bring good into my life and others in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Oh, Father in heaven, we cry out unto you. Let the fruit of our mouths, Lord, bring good into our lives. Let the fruit of my mouth bring good into my life. Bring good into my life. Let me not say anything that will take away good from my life, but let me speak, Lord, every things that will bring good into my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya, kabarabaya, shabarabaya, dede, bede, deaba, ramamaya, dede, abaya, kabaya, dede, abaya, dede, abaya, dede, abadaba, ramamaya, dede, abada, dede, abaya, kabarabaya, dede, abada, deaba, rababaya, dede, abaya, no, 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 abada, abaya, kabaya, dede, abaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, I can only do it by your strength. I can only do it by your power, Lord. Cause me to speak, Lord, even good into my life in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter the situation, no matter the situation, Lord, cause us to speak good, to speak good, to speak good into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The Lord have mercy. We are praying, Father in heaven, teach me to guard my mouth and preserve my life and testimony in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya kabarabaya dede amadaya bababu shabaraba ebebeya kabas. Teach me to guard my mouth. Teach me to guard my mouth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, teach me to guard my mouth in the mighty name of Jesus, to say what you want me to say, Lord, to keep you still and keep quiet when you want me to keep still and quiet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our last prayer. The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. We are praying, Father in heaven, manifest your favor as my strength and song wherever I speak in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, manifest your favor as my strength and song wherever I speak in Jesus' name. Let's pray this last prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest your favor as my strength and song. Manifest your favor as my strength and song. Wherever I speak, wherever I am, Lord, manifest your favor as my strength and my song. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come out. Lift up thanksgiving right now that the Lord is the God of your lips, that the Lord even is manifesting his strength in your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, is manifesting his favor as your strength and song. In the name of Jesus, he's teaching you to guard your mouth and preserve your life. He's letting the fruit of your mouth bring good into your life. Lift up thanksgiving unto him in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we thank the Lord over our documented testimonies, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus today. We know from scripture that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Every man is born into sin, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every man. But you can be born again today, not by flesh, but by the Spirit of God, if you give your life to Christ Jesus. And remember that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today, you can have access to everlasting life. Your relationship with the Heavenly Father can be restored back. And you can live a life of purpose. You can begin living anew. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for allowing me to see this day. That I didn't die, but you have given me this opportunity. I pray asking that please forgive me of my sins. I turn away from every wicked way, Lord, and I turn to you. That please be my Lord and be my Savior. I believe that you died and you rose again. For me, that I be translated from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. From this day, I am yours. I choose to serve you, Lord. And I thank you that you fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 30 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as you sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Hallelujah.
that these requests are turned into testimonies according to His will and praise Him. Lift your voice.
If you give your life to Christ in the service, please don't hesitate to contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through our office number 026-0009090. God bless you and you're welcome to the family of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.